AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A North American trade war is underway. Canada and Mexico are retaliating to the tariffs President Trump has announced. Imports from Canada and Mexico are now taxed at 25%, with Canadian energy products subject to 10% import duties. As a result, Canada and Mexico both have announced tariffs on American goods. University of London Business School professor Michael Tambakis says tariffs are a dangerous path to go down.
I think it's a bit dangerous because it has immediate, almost immediate benefits to the U.S., but in the long term, it's going to have impoverished or neighbors who are in trouble. And there are such close relationships with both Mexico and Canada. I'm talking about Mexico and Canada right now, that they will basically have to reduce the amount that they buy from the U.S. So ultimately, U.S. producers are going to be harmed.
A Ukraine lawmaker says President Trump's order to pause aid is a disaster for his country.
Ukrainians are grappling with the ramifications of the U.S. decision to pause military aid that's critical to their fight against Russia's invasion. Ukrainian lawmaker Alexei Goncharenko says stopping military aid would be devastating.
It's a disaster. It was clear from Friday that we are in a very bad situation. Now we are moving to a catastrophic situation.
Speaking on the UK's Sky News, Goncharenko says this means that thousands of people will die.
I just want to be absolutely clear with you. This means that thousands of people will die. People who cannot die, but they will die. If this decision will be in place, if it will be prolonged.
Days after an explosive meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump ordered the assistance halted in a bid to pressure Kyiv to engage in peace talks with Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Dolly Parton's husband of nearly 60 years has died.
Dolly Parton says she first saw her husband the day she moved to Nashville when she was 18.
We met at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in 1964, and I often joke that it's been wishy-washy ever since.
Parton told the AP in 1994, Carl Dean is a great buddy.
He just accepts me for, you know, the way that I am. He just thinks, oh, hell, that's show business.
Dolly Parton says her husband inspired one of her classic songs.
Jolene.
She wrote Jolene about a flirty bank teller who seemed to take an interest in Dean, who was also a writer.
He doesn't claim to be a writer, but his songs, his poems to me are very heartfelt and very deep and very sweet.
Carl Dean was a businessman. He owned an asphalt paving business in Nashville. He and Parton kept strict privacy around their relationship for decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.